Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. No referendum this April in the Hurley School District. The school board Monday night decided to end the school mascot name of Midgets. At the end of the current school year, the district has been criticized for using a slang term regarding people with challenges. The board previously voted to take a potential name change to voters April 2nd, but the action Monday takes precedence. We'll have more on that story coming up later tonight. And a snowmobiler has died in an early morning crash today in Minocqua. Minocqua Police Chief David Yeager reports authorities were called about 2:30 this morning to South Stone Lake Road. When officers arrived, a 25-year-old man was pronounced dead on the scene. The initial investigation found the unidentified operator was traveling down an unmarked trail down South Stone Lake Road when the snowmobile struck a metal gate that was closed on the roadway. The name of the victim will be released when relatives are notified. Several emergency agencies responded to the scene. The Iron Mountain Veterans Affairs Center is accepting entries from area veterans for an art competition in March. Spokesperson Brad Nelson says the center is seeking entries in visual arts, creative writing, and performing arts by veterans for the local Veterans Creative Arts Festival being held March 8th in Iron Mountain. He says it's a national event, but each center holds a local festival for the veterans enrolled in VA care in the area. He says the art has been an important factor in veterans therapy.
It's also very good therapy for our veterans. They use it as part of their therapy to heal from post-traumatic stress or a variety of other health concerns. So we do have a number of veterans that use that as an outlet. And we do have very talented veterans.
If the art is judged as a winner, it would go on to a national event that will be held in Kalamazoo, Michigan in October. Nelson says last year two veterans took second place at the national level. He says a number of other entries went on to compete at the national level. The local Creative Arts Festival will be March 8th in the VA Medical Center's fifth floor conference room. It's open to the public, and the deadline for submitting entries is Friday, February 22nd. And the city of Rhinelander is planning to reconstruct one of its main streets beginning this spring, and they're hosting a public information meeting about the project tonight. The plan is to reconstruct Stevens Street from north of the downtown to the Highway 17 bypass, a project that's believed to take 2 to 3 years to complete. Cost of the project is approximately $18 million. The meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. at Rhinelander City Hall. And Governor Tony Evers will touch on subjects like education, health care, and criminal justice reform in his State of the State address. The Democrat will speak at 7 o'clock tonight from the Wisconsin Assembly Chambers. Republicans are hoping Evers will touch on workforce development and infrastructure needs. The State of the State address won't offer a lot of details. They'll be waiting for Evers' budget address coming up on March 5th. And members of the City Council in Superior will consider making changes to the city's ordinance on tobacco possession when they meet next month. The Planning Safety Committee has already approved the addition of vaping paraphernalia to the list of prohibited tobacco products which cannot be possessed by minors. Officials at Superior High School call it a nicotine epidemic. They currently suspend students for a day when they're caught with the products, but the ordinance change would add a fine. The weather forecast for this afternoon. There is a winter weather advisory that's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight, and then snow will continue with a high near 19. Tonight, a 50% chance of snow, cloudy, low around 11, and then Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow, cloudy, with a high near 21. By Thursday night, back to 18 below, Friday night, 21 below. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe. Here on WXPR, I'm Ken Kroll.